The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is available to you for your comments, opinions on any particular thing, questions that you might have for a guest that we've had here on the program, or suggestions for topics, other guests, future programs. Always welcome that on What's on Your Mind. That number, jot it down, put it on your speed dial, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You press 1 and you leave us a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Press 2 and you can chat with us live on the air while we're doing the program. Love that as well. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding shotgun with me here, and has that smartphone in the palm of his hand. Always available as a way for you to comment as well. 701-226-8503. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They have two North Dakota locations now. They're both in Kildare, where they've been for a number of years, but they're also in Williston, new location there, just to the east of Williston. Highway 2, Love's Truck Stop, Peterbilt, Ramada Plaza Suites. You know what I'm talking about there? Okay. Now you know what I'm talking about. Right off of Highway 2. And their location there and their location at Kildare are still looking for more tank trailer mechanics and service technicians. If you have any kind of mechanic experience, they do bumper-to-bumper mechanic work there. They are experts in tank trailer work. And, of course, they're a tank trailer manufacturer as well. So they do some good work expanding at a time when everybody else is retooling. That's the kind of company they are. So good, solid jobs available for you. If you're interested, call Terry at 507-696-1164. Up to $32 an hour is what they're paying. And a housing allowance in Kildare as well. 507-696-1164. Great benefits package. Some of the best in the industry. Give Terry a call and tell him Scott sent you. All right, we're talking oil this hour. We have Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council first up, and then bottom of the hour, Lynn Helms will join us from the Department of Mineral Resources to review the latest director's cut as well. Ron Ness, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council program joins us now on the program. How are you, Ron?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. I just arrived in Denver, and it's impossible to find a hotel room here this week. It's the 2016 Cannabis 420 Festival, so isn't that great?
I'm guessing you're not in Denver for the Cannabis Festival, but probably something related to the oil industry.
You are correct, but it might get interesting around here this week.
Well, it's never a dull moment in Colorado, thanks to the interesting laws that they have there. That is, wow, unbelievable. What's on your mind today?
Well, there was some big news at the end of last week, Scott. Hess Corporation announced that they had sold a tanker load of Bakken crude oil overseas under the new export law. So, I never didn't really know if Bakken crude would ever get really truly exported. We knew it would be beneficial because you would export Eagleford crude or sweet crude from other basins because, of course, the world wants sweet crude. And the U.S. refinery mix only has a capacity for so much of it. So we need to find other markets for that crude oil, just like we do with North Dakota wheat and other commodities. So I think this is good news, and it's a first.
Yeah, that, of course, from the Herculean effort to get the crude oil export ban lifted, something from the annals of history in the Carter years. That made really no sense in today's market, but no politician wanted to touch it. Finally got it taken care of and got it done. I thought the real push for that was because prices were so low that it was at least, a place for other markets for North Dakota crude at a time of depressed prices. But do you see this being a long-term play for the industry?
Well, I do. I think that it, for the Bakken, for instance, you know, when you couple that with the Dakota Access Pipeline, it gives you opportunity for growth. And certainly nobody wants to come into a market and where you can grow your oil production or grow your corn production, and get a good price for it. So without those two things, if you grew your Bakken production and we didn't grow export capacity or we didn't grow, capacity out of North Dakota like we're going to have with that Dakota Access Pipeline, I think there was a real question mark on were you going to get a fair price for your barrel? Was there going to be a good market for your barrel? And those things, those two things combined going forward are going to make a significant difference. And you get your barrels out of North Dakota cheaper, more efficiently, safer, with less risk, and you get them to good markets, and you get those barrels to Illinois, and then from there you can get your barrels into the Gulf Coast refineries. You can get them into the East Coast refineries, into the Great Lakes refineries, and they want those sweet barrels. So you're going to get a better price for it, and hopefully you're going to transport them at a lower price as well.
This will also be a cause for consternation among our global competitors, right? Especially the European market never really had to compete with the U.S. Crude because of the ban, right? We had this self-inflicted wound of being unable to export the raw product. So now, those barrels you're talking about that come from Hess displaced probably, I don't know who, but somebody, Arab oil or European oil, right?
There are getting to be a number of really interesting stories that are coming out about the consternation of the Middle Eastern countries about the U.S. oil shale producers and the ability of them to ramp up production and really even their ability to sustain, you know, what they thought was going to be a crushing blow to the oil shale companies over the last 14 months. So I think certainly, what a great thing for our friends and allies across the world to be able to have a place like the U.S. to go get your oil from rather than other countries which want to do you harm and are not in your best interest. So I think it's going to play out. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how this impacts on our allies and their actions.
So the Hess news of selling these tankers to be refined overseas now, does that break a logjam here? Do you see more of it behind it, the significance of it, not necessarily the one sale, but there'll be a lot more of them now? This is the new normal?
Well, I think certainly those markets and those relationships take a long time to, you know, facilitate and make those happen. But, yeah, I think that once you begin to see that oil finding new homes, it's going to continue, and you're gonna probably move barrels there when you have extra barrels in a certain area. So certainly I think it's good for the – it's good to be able to play in the whole world and not just on the borders of America.
Are you growing weary of talking about the price of oil because there's not much you can do to impact its move upward?
No, you can't. And you saw in the news today the OPEC nations tried to meet and it kind of fell apart this weekend. But really, I think what we should be focused on is trying to get lower our price threshold, get better at our efficiency, utilize the ERC in Grand Forks to figure out how do we get more oil out of this resource with the same wealth. And those are the things that you do during downtimes. And certainly, we have seen the costs come down substantially, and activity is certainly down as well. But I think we saw a little flattening of the oil production, which Lynn will talk about later on, but that was probably a good sign. I expected March to be down quite a bit, or February, and I think certainly we had some nice weather, and people probably did a little more work than they anticipated during the winter months.
There are reports. I see the Energy Information Agency had come out with reports of a Bakken crude is going to be in that $40 to $50 range into 2017. I mean, do you watch one prediction or one benchmark over another, or is it impossible to predict at this point?
Yeah, well, I think it's impossible to predict, and I don't know what inventories you're going to do, and I don't know what the dollar is going to do, and I don't know what's going to happen in the other parts of the world. But, certainly those prices are not where we need them to be, frankly, to get this thing going. But I think we all recognize that we're in for a fairly long period here where the where we're below the economic threshold of what I consider growth mode for the Bakken. So I think people are settling in and trying to figure out what they need to do. And it is what it is in the commodity business, I guess.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us. By the way, questions or comments from Ron, a great resource, spokesperson for the industry. Welcome at 800-228-0550. Lynn Helms will join us at the bottom of the hour. I want to ask Lynn about some comments he made before the Chamber of Commerce in Williston here recently, but also going to give you a chance, Ron, to talk a little bit about it, where he is talking about the robust oil boom is going to come back pretty hard and pretty rapidly. And we'll be back running to stay ahead of it, talking about the future. And the trouble is, if you're just thinking about how bad things are today, you're going to miss it. You're not going to do the right things to be able to have this kind of a community. So we'll talk about that when we come back with Ron Ness and later with Lynn Helms on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Questions or comments, welcome for him today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So these comments, I'm going to talk more with Lynn Helms about this, because Lynn was the one that said it, and he's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. But, you know, the optimism here from Mr. Helms in some of the comments I read before the break, talking about, hey, Williston, you know what? He's projecting Williston supporting 40,000 permanent oil jobs by 2050, which could mean a population of more than 80,000. Williston's current population estimated to be about 30, said basically, I think we need to have in our minds that we're going to use this slow time to catch up on everything because it's coming back and it's going to come back with a rush. Now, the question I have for you, Ron, is this. As you know better than anybody, you told us this. 2011, each rig could drill about 8 to 10 wells per year, all right? And now they could do as many as 24. So we've kind of tripled the capacity of what the rigs can do. So when we're that much more efficient doing what we do, when this does come back, that everybody agrees once prices will come back, you know, will we see these population booms in your mind?
Well, I think the industry view of those things is that we do get more efficient in times like this. You look at your field operations staff and you figure out how the pumpers can use technology to cover more wells, in everything from salespeople to vendors to what the new normal is going to look like. I have a hard time figuring out what it's going to look like in July, let alone 2050. So I have no idea where we're going to be, but I think the new normal is going to look vastly different than what it did. And the race to cover your leases, the race to make that investment, I see it as kind of a much slower progression going forward. It's going to be you're going to have to go back and convince the capital to come back here again. It doesn't mean what it's going to look like in 2020, but in 2016 and 2017 and maybe even into 2018, I see this as a 12 to 24 month recovery period. And that's what I think we have to focus on now is what are the revenues going to look like for the political, you know, the public entities? What are the demands going to be on the hotels and the housing and those things? So, I think we got to convince people to get back here. We're losing a lot of people right now because we're moving into summer now and the work just isn't there on the rigs and the wells and the small businesses are making tough decisions. So, I hope we can get back and we need another $10 on that barrel of crude oil. So at least you're out, you know, servicing your wells, you're completing with your wells, you're doing your basic things, because there's an economic driver behind that. So, it'll be interesting. Well, I didn't hear what Lynn said, and it'll be interesting to hear what he said today.
So this presidential race, on the Democratic side at least, has been a race to be more anti-oil between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And they're in New York right now. So, of course, there has been a controversy over fracking in New York for some time, and they just can't ban fracking fast enough. I mean, When you watch this between these two, what ramifications do you see from the industry if either one of them were to be elected?
Well, it's frankly completely scary. I don't care what business you're in, if you think about or what you do or where you live, if you think about what it does to your heating and cooling costs of your home, your transportation costs, your costs of everything that we wear, live, and use. I'm all if New York City wants to go fossil fuel free, I'm all for it. Let's let that. Let's just say, you know, if you're going to be that against it, let's just not use it up there. Let's see how that goes for a couple hours. But it's crazy when you hear those two trying to out talk each other on who can get rid of fossil fuels the fastest. And just think of what it brings to our daily lives. And just I encourage everybody to just take a moment to step back and think. You know, turn off the lights and is the wind blowing today? Let's see, you know, is the sun out today? So no wind, no solar. Turn off your lights, turn off your heat, you know, take away everything made out of fossil fuels because 95% of the oil in North Dakota comes from the Bakken production, which we have used the same completion method since, have been used since the 40s in the United States. That's not where the risk is. The risk is when you bring that oil up through the pipes, through the freshwater zones. That's why you have to have state-by-state regulations that understand the geology, the uniqueness. You look at the issues in Oklahoma. They've got a different structure there where they inject their water. They've got to deal with that specifically for Oklahoma geology and reservoirs. So state-by-state regulation is why we've avoided big issues like this, but these two are, factor leading people down this line that we can get along without fossil fuels is, I can't imagine what the price of oil would be, or the price of electricity would be, but it seems to be where they think the populace wants them to go.
And another decision from a few months back that's still paying dividends, not in a good way, is the decision to do a deal with Iran and lift the sanctions. And now we'll make Iran a player in the world oil market. A prime example, overnight there were headlines about OPEC previously thinking they had an agreement to curb production to obviously boost prices. Saudi Arabia says the only way we're doing this is if everybody does it. Iran says we're not doing it, so they have to delay this now till June before they make another decision. And Saudi and Iran basically saying the reason we're not going to do it, we're making all this money from, we're catching up here. You know, they've been made a player, again, by an agreement supported by Senator Heitkamp and made law by President Obama that has real impacts right now, right here. I mean, that's a factor, is it not, Ron?
Scott, I think that, from a business side, when you look at markets, people in this business understand up and downs and markets and prices and get along. But when you wake up every day and you feel like the administration and the federal government are out to shut you down, they're out to make Iran a stronger oil producing entity than you are in the United States, where you're creating jobs, you're paying taxes, you're providing our nation with energy. And you see it day after day after day of new federal regulations with clearly just an intent to add costs to the energy production here. But yet we're going across seas. It just seems like it's a policy of we want to import more. Are we unhappy with reducing our imported amount of energy? Because we seem to want to help them. We don't care about the environmental issues over there. But here we just want to continue to build on costs and raise the bar in terms of trying to produce energy and create jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's having an impact right here, right now. Only about a minute left. Ron, anything else you want to share with our listeners about a snapshot of how things are in the industry these days?
You know, Scott, what I'd like to do is when I come on next time, really get into the details of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We have got what I think is the best agenda that we have had yet for that event in Bismarck, May 24th to the 26th. We have got many, many Bakken CEOs. We have got the head of the Region 8 EPA coming. We've got the new president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Branch. We have got this fantastic headliner, Lou Holtz, who was on the board of directors of the Watson City, North Dakota company, and he's essentially not doing speeches anymore. And if you haven't heard Lou, he's just fantastic.
Yeah, of course, we're at your annual meeting.
And,
a whole new roster. So, folks, we'll tell you more about that the next time we chat with Ron. But check it out on the website. If you haven't got a ticket yet, get one. Thanks, Ron. Travel safe.
Thanks, Scott.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's brainwashing all these people that you can live without fossil fuel and all that stuff? Who's brainwashing all these people in school? The kids are being brainwashed. The public's being brainwashed. Everybody's being brainwashed. But, you know, it's just amazing.
So you think the caller is not agreeing that there's brainwashing going on, or genuinely wanting to know who's doing the brainwashing? What do you think, Todd?
I'm not sure I even want to speculate on translating his calls.
Kind of hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the case of fossil fuels, I guess anybody running around saying we should ban fracking is doing the brainwashing, because it's like as if that would not have a consequence. It's just kowtowing to a, you know, extreme environmentalist, you know, a group of folks. So, specifically to your first question on fossil fuels, I'd put it on the fuels of people trying to suck up for votes in New York City and New York State. Appreciate the call, though. This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by one of our top 10 town sponsors, Botno, North Dakota. Love Botno. I was running around doing something this weekend with my Sharp State Bank of Botno hat on. Somebody wanted to know where I got it. Hey, you got to know Pat Arts. Mickelson Aggregates, Hometown Market, Madden Family Meats, Farmers Appliance, and Botno Lumber. Some of our fine top 10 town sponsors in the fine community of Botno, North Dakota. We're going to check in with the Cruz and Trump campaigns this week. Congressman Kramer's weekly talk radio town hall, too, coming up this week on the program. Next up, Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Rights in North Dakota. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. We had an amazing week last week, and so now this week we get a little moisture. Badly needed.
There you go. For some reason, I renamed your department, too. North Dakota Department,
very well.
North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources is the shop that Lynn directs, and here with us monthly to take a look at the director's cut and the numbers, and your calls, questions, and comments are welcome as well. Some of your comments up at the Williston Chamber of Commerce caught my attention, so I want to chat about that and anything else on the minds of our listeners. Get those questions in. So oil production was down, but the reduction was the drop was a lot less than it had been the previous couple of months. What's going on there?
Well, that's right, Scott. We had back-to-back months where we had 30,000 barrels a day production decline, and in February, conversations that I had heard were indicating that it was going to be similar or even greater, but that is not what happened. We had some companies decide to frack some non-completed wells, probably needing some cash flow. I titled this month's director's cut, cash is king. And so we fracked some non-completed wells, and actually the production stayed pretty flat, just a 4,000 barrel a day decrease. It was interesting when I was speaking to the Wilson Chamber, the individual who runs Train ND in Williston said they were sitting there nodding their head because they saw two brand new frac crews come in and get trained in February and hit the field, and they kind of thought, well, maybe that's the beginning of a trend, but there haven't been any more since then. So so that's what we saw, was a month where industry needed some activity, and they were able to mobilize some frac crews and hold the production up.
So the cash is king, meaning that's going to prompt some activity to get some cash in the coffers of these companies that are obviously cash-strapped right now. Not exactly as much cash as they would like, but it's at least some cash at today's prices. So that's why that's the cash is king theme, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. You know, as they work their way through this difficult time, and 2016 is still going to be a difficult year, they do have to manage their cash flow, and even if prices are low, sometimes you need some cash flow. And so in February, which typically would be a pretty slow month, that kicked in and some wells got completed. And, so we had a pleasant surprise in the production numbers.
And the amount of rigs at a 10-year low, right?
Yes, absolutely. Haven't seen these kind of numbers since 2005. It's just, pretty astounding. So, and permitting is as low as it's been in 7 years. So it's going to continue to be a slow year. Of course, the news out of Doha and the Middle East over the weekend, not very helpful. Iran didn't show up at the meeting, and so there is no production freeze, and we're seeing that reflected in crude prices today.
Yeah, we were just talking to Ron Ness about that. It's very irritating from the standpoint it's a self-inflicted wound. By giving Iran, you know, a pass back into the game despite all their shenanigans, and the ability now to have those sanctions lifted. And as you can see here, saying, sorry, Saudi Arabia and everybody else, we're not playing by your game, and therefore affecting prices. So it's another reason that was a bad deal, wasn't it?
It's pretty frustrating when we favor a non-partner like Iran over our own oil and gas industry, our own domestic industry. But these guys are tough. They're optimists. They've been in this game before, and the survivors will be stronger for it. And on the other side of this whole thing, as prices rise, we'll have a very robust industry and a great future.
So looking at the rest of your benchmarks month to month, what stands out?
Well, one of the big things that stands out is the tremendous results in terms of gas capture. Industry has continued to invest billions of dollars in gathering and plant processing, and so we saw Lonesome Creek up and running capable of full capacity in February. Gas capture got to 89%. So, you know, folks that were pretty concerned about whether the gas capture approach that was arrived at by the commission and industry, whether that would work, it's absolutely working just as planned. And I really want to commend everybody that has hung in there and worked hard month to month to month to see us go from about 64% capture to 89% capture, even with very low oil prices. People should be excited and happy about that.
And you're still waiting for some permitting on some of the gathering lines, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're still hung up on gathering lines, particularly the Hawkeye line across under Lake Sakakawea. That has held the Tioga gas plant to far less than full capacity. And that's sitting over at the State Water Commission right now at the State Engineer's Office, waiting on final approval for that pipeline to move across. So we're pretty hopeful, still optimistic that'll happen this year, and we'll see even better results as we get into third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, just think about that, though. I mean, you're talking about some significant process there, progress, but yet there's still a lot in the way of infrastructure that's not completed. So that's bodes well, too, for the future. That's looking really good.
Yeah, so when we look out a little bit further, we're still concerned about rig counts, and, you know, the conversation still indicates that we could get down as low as 25 rigs. We think we're going to stay in that 25 to 30 range, and that's a big positive. One of the things that we saw in the other metrics is a very large increase in our inactive well count. And so we're at pretty close. Well, in fact, we're at record numbers there with over 1,400 wells that are idled because it's not economic to repair them or put them back on production. And so we're working with the folks in industry on waivers on those wells so that we don't lose those assets and that with better prices, they can be put back on production and become an asset for the royalty owners and for the state.
And what are they, is there a distinction between a well that just is, okay, awaiting completion and one that's been capped?
Yeah, there sure is. We call those capped wells inactive wells because they have open perforations and they've actively produced at some point in time. And so as we provide a waiver for those, we've got to have one of our petroleum engineers go by there and have a look at the well and be there to prove the inactive waiver, make sure that we don't have some type of an environmental risk that we can't tolerate there. On the non-completed wells, those wells have never been opened up. They've never been fracked or perforated or anything like that. And so there should be less risk there, although I was on location last week where an operator wanted to get a waiver on five non-completed wells, and there were three of them that couldn't comply, and they had to be temporarily abandoned. So we've shifted petroleum engineering skills from watching drilling rigs to that activity to make sure that if we approve a waiver on one of those wells, that we're not risking some kind of environmental damage.
I read your comments from the Williston Chamber of Commerce presentation, and I really saw the most optimism I've heard from anybody in the oil industry in a long time in North Dakota. I'll share with our listeners some of your comments, and we'll talk about it. This is going to come back pretty hard and pretty rapidly, you said, and we'll be back running to stay ahead of it. Helms told city leaders he projects Williston will support 40,000 permanent oil jobs by 2050, which could mean a population of more than 80,000. The trouble is, if you're just thinking about how bad things are today, you're going to miss it. You're not going to do the right things to be able to have this kind of a community, a Bismarck-sized community in Williston. That's the opportunity that's in front of you. And I think we need to have in our minds that we're going to do this, we're going to use this slow time to catch up on everything because it's coming back, and it's coming back with a rush. What gives you so much optimism?
Well, Scott, you know, that's definitely not the consensus view, but everything that I'm reading about world supply and demand indicates that we come into balance sometime between the fourth quarter of this year and the second quarter of next year. And at that point, our OPEC partners in this whole thing are telling us that they're going to make some small price reductions, and those are going to result in large or significant price increases. Now, the consensus view would be that, well, we'll gradually rebuild our capital and we'll gradually add rigs back and we'll kind of go back to a lower, slower drilling operation. And all these wells that we didn't drill in 2016, we'll wait and drill them after 2025. But, you know, that is just not the nature of the oil industry. These folks are pretty impatient and they understand time value of money. And when the opportunity presents itself, when we get above $60 a barrel, they're going to be back, and they're going to want to be back very quickly.
All right, let's take a break. Tom in West Fargo has a question for Lynn Helms. We'll chat about that when we come back after this break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas talking about how you can take personal responsibility for reducing alcohol-related crashes and fatalities.
people need to understand what they're drinking so they can make that right decision, especially when it comes to driving home after being at an establishment. For instance, a 16-ounce craft beer is actually two drinks, or Long Island tea is equivalent to 3 to 5 drinks. Margarita, 2 to 3 drinks. The only thing your body needs to recover and sober up is time. So depending on your weight, it takes about 3 hours to eliminate every 2 drinks consumed. The bottom line is people need to know their limits and have a plan. Get a designated driver, plan to take a cab, and just think ahead.
For more tips on responsible alcohol consumption, visit the NDSC's Responsible Beverage Server webpage at ndsc.org/RBS.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. 4 items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about 2 delicious cookies? 4 items. The pizza, the pop, the cookies. $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Great deals on Coke products. 24 packs of Coke products are $6.99 at PetroServe USA locations all month long. So you can check those out, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white, or oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, $2.29 each. Those are really good. Or, cheat a little and have a salted nut roll, 2 for $1. Good deal at PetroServe USA. Connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Lynn Helms is with us, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, and Tom in West Fargo. Your question for Lynn. Go ahead.
Yes, my cousin grew up in Fargo in the 30s, 40s, 50s. And he said that all up and down the Red River, there are a lot of capped oil wells. Is this true that they drilled basically all over the state, or is this just a rumor?
Great question, Tom. And there are a lot of plugged and abandoned wells up and down the Red River. None that I'm aware that we would call capped or capable of production and just not produced. The only county we've never had an oil and gas well drilled in is Trail County, just between you and Grand Forks there. Never had an oil and gas permit or a well drilled there. We are pretty excited about shallow natural gas over in your part of the country, and we've seen some really good shows all the way, well, mostly right north of Fargo there. And so we've been following that. Of course, natural gas prices are very low, and shallow natural gas is not economic right now. But Red River Valley has some great potential for shallow natural gas production.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thanks, Tom, for the question. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Others welcome. Lynn Helms, our guest today, for a couple more minutes on what's on your mind. Before the break, we were talking about your bold prediction, essentially saying when the world's oil supply comes into balance with demand, you know, whether that happens late 2016 or first part of 2017, that's when you see prices virtually doubling overnight, right? And that prediction is the bold one. When prices double overnight, nothing happens calm, cool, and collected, right? If that happened tomorrow, then you're going to have a boom, I guess, a rush, as you've called it, come back pretty significantly, right?
Well, yeah, that's my take on it, Scott. And I realize the consensus is we got lots of time here, but I don't want folks to take that approach. I think we need to be working very hard during the slowdown period to get all these infrastructure improvements in place so that when that happens, and it's not an if, it's a when that price increase comes and we see that 60-plus dollar a barrel number, we're not caught short on gas gathering capacity or highway capacity or housing or water supplies or any of those things that could inhibit it. The one thing we can't deal with is, of course, the labor force, and that might be the big buffer, is will the labor force come back to man the rigs and the frac crews? So what will it take to attract them back? But I know that the companies are eager to begin investing again in North Dakota, and money is out there. It's simply waiting for the price points. You know, 90 or so days after we hit that price point, the confidence is there to start reinvesting.
How is that message received in Williston? They welcome that? Thank you. Glad to hear that news, or no, we don't want another boom?
No, absolutely delighted to hear that for the most part. There were some folks that significantly weren't there, you know, when I was speaking, but all of those that I talked to were really happy to hear that this is a slowdown with a significant buildup of activity and a rush at the far end, as opposed to a very long, slow, gradual increase. They're ready to get back to work.
Yeah.
And
George and Grand Forks
selling stuff.
George and Grand Forks for Lynn Helms. Go ahead.
Yes, I've got a question. Is there any state agency a royalty owner can go to when they're having trouble with their oil company not treating them right, or they've got a problem with them?
George, there really isn't much in terms of a state agency. We have control over what they put on your pay statement so that you can make sure that it's balancing. But the disagreements between royalty owners and oil companies are private matters, and the Century Code says those have to be adjudicated in a district court. We'll help with the numbers as much as we possibly can, and we in the Petroleum Council have put together lists of contact people at the companies, but it's a private matter.
You know, we email them and call them, and they never respond.
Wow.
I won't go into the question. Take your time with that. I would say, like, you know, you take it, and if somebody has a problem with an insurance company, they go to the insurance commissioner's office. They got an employer situation, they've got, you know, the state agency for that. I would think it'd be something to help out the royalty owners or the landowners.
Well, I wish I could say yes, but there is nothing like that in terms of the royalty ownership. If you've got a bad contact, let us know, and we will work to get a better one because we don't want that situation out there.
George, thanks for the call. Out of time. Len, thanks for taking the time to chat with us on these numbers. We appreciate it very much. All the best to you.
You're most welcome. Stay optimistic.
All right. Cash is king. We're going to live by that one. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or Pucklett Valley City.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.